I was a basketball player, and I was on the All-Army basketball team in Europe, and I played on a French team, and I was over there playing basketball, what I loved to do. And I got hurt twice. I got hurt my left knee. I have a knee replacement now, and I got hurt twice, and I was scoring like 30 points a game, 35 on the French team. You know, I was a star, you know, and so, and then I realized I didn't want to sit on a bench. I wanted to play, you know, and so I decided then that I was not going to sit, you know, pursue this. And when I came back, I started writing over there. I wrote an awesomely bad novel. Terrible. You know, about a black basketball player making sexual conquests all over Europe. And that's all it was about. It wasn't about nothing. You know? And I had good sense to know that it didn't work. But I started writing then. So when I came back to the United States, I met John Paul Sartre. And John Paul Sartre said to me over in France, because the woman I was going with, was our family knew him, and he said, "Oh, write poetry." He said, "It'll help you get your stuff together." I have poetry. I'm like, "What?" You know? And I did. I started writing poetry, and I found out that later, as I went up, did it, I found out I loved poetry as much as I used to love to go practice shooting my jump shot.
Oh, wow.
This is as simple as I can say it. Mm-hmm. So I just loved sitting there. I could sit there all day, you know, just all day and write. I could just sit there all day and write. So when I moved to California, I met a lot of other writers, and then I went back to study journalism and writing and just journalism and literature, because I was studying political science and be a politician and lawyer. And so I got into that world, you know, and I just, that was it.